With an epithet like America's most generous city, it's not hard to find people in Tulsa whose job it is to work with those who make major donations. People like Susan Harris at the Tulsa Regional Chamber.
It's just really wonderful because, you know, if in Tulsa there's a serious need and you articulate it appropriately, there are people who are going to help you address it.
Or like Phil Lakin, the CEO of the Tulsa Community Foundation, which exists to help those who want to give their money away match up with organizations that need it the most.
If you're going to do business in this town, then you are also going to invest back in this town in our charitable organizations.
People like Harris and Lakin don't have any trouble imagining that this culture of giving will continue in Tulsa. But Lakin does point out one potential issue that he sees.
That we're not generating wealth or new philanthropists at the rate that we want.
A professor at the University of Tulsa, however, just finished up a new class this semester with the aim of doing just that, generating new philanthropists.
I've done an extensive work audit on you.
It's a Thursday night, and TU students enrolled in the class called Entrepreneurial Philanthropy are being treated to a theatrical lesson on mixing business with giving.
I've found numerous errors.
An IRS agent and a local businessman are role-playing an audit of some questionable tax forms. It's for a lesson on the gray areas that can occur when running a company and giving charitably.
I'm Phil Haney. I'm an attorney, and I am the adjunct faculty professor of entrepreneurial philanthropy.
A book called Giving 2.0 caught his attention about a year ago. His law practice deals with the affairs of nonprofit organizations, so he read the book.
That got me busy wondering and thinking if that class is taught currently or ever has been in Tulsa. It seemed to me that it hadn't.
A few months and conversations with TU later, and his class, which he alternatively titles Charity 101, is offered through the Collins College of Business. The philosophy of the class is simple.
Everyone can be a philanthropist and will be with just a little effort, and that includes, of course, time, treasure, talent, influence, connections, and things like that.
His students, they see the benefit.
It's kind of upside down in comparison to the rest of the classes.
That's Alexandra Law, a management major.
We're very, you know, we're in the business college, business-minded, kind of like go-get-em, like no time to stop and smell the roses, whereas like this class, it slows you down and like makes you realize that there's like more than just like the for-profit side of business. There's an entire business behind private foundations and charities that I didn't even realize.
Jeff Muehlhausen is in the College of Arts and Sciences. As an economics major, he approaches the class from a different direction.
There's nowhere in economics for philanthropy at all in our equations. And so, you know, this is kind of cool to see this and see it can benefit a business. It can benefit an individual.
As for how it affects their future plans,
it makes me think about getting more like hands-on and involved with the charities that I actually care about in Tulsa. And so I think it would be really neat one day to like have that be a part of my spare time, like sit on one of the boards of those.
I want to stay in the Tulsa area. And so if I get my foot in the door in a charity or a private foundation and use my econ degree mixed with some of the classes I'm taking on philanthropy now, I could have a really good career in it, I feel like, in this area.
Haney says he wants to continue offering the class, potentially opening it up to a wider population than just the student body. So far, it seems he's had success giving students the motivation and the tools to give back to Tulsa. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.